table. Its pages are worn and hard to read, but that family Bible on the table will always be my key to memory.
I can see us sitting around the table.
Hello everyone, it's that time again. Today's Health Update. I am Roy Williams, the Guru of Good Health, the Superintendent of Supplementation. It's always a pleasure to get to share my concepts, ideas, thoughts, and truth. That's right, truth, T-R-U-T-H, the truth, with my listening audience. You know, Jesus Christ tells us that the truth will set us free. Well, if you believe that, and I certainly do, you better always remember the opposite of that. The lies that you believe will hold you in bondage. And boy, today our society is full of lies. They hit us from every direction. You cannot escape the lying that's going on unless you know the truth. So we've been teaching from the book of Proverbs, the book of wisdom. Remember, Solomon wrote it, wisest man that ever has lived, and probably the wisest one that will ever live, other than Jesus Christ himself. So it's important when you know a wise person that you learn from them as much as you possibly can. So I go through these chapters, chapter by chapter, verse by verse. Why? Because that's the way you should study the Bible. You know, Jesus says, "Behold, I have told you all things." Well, all things means that not only he, but the prophets before him, he was the final prophet, but all the prophets before him, from Moses all the way down through history, were the word of God. God told those prophets exactly what to write, and so that we would have a complete, I'd call it an instruction manual on how to live in flesh bodies. Remember, we're in the flesh age. And we're getting near the end of the flesh age. I'll be catching you up on that later on too. But we're getting near the end of the flesh age, and we will then go into the millennium. While we're in the millennium, we'll no longer be in the flesh. We're going to transform into our spirit bodies. And that's the intellectual part of our bodies. That's where we will learn discipline for 1,000 years. It's going to be awesome because Satan and his minions, I call them, will be locked up and away from us so that we can learn from God and his son, Jesus Christ, and all the wise people that's been on earth. We'll be learning from them for 1,000 years, and then we'll go into the third earth age, which is everlasting, forever and ever and ever. So if you're following along in your King James Version of the Bible, go to Proverbs chapter 10. We're going to begin with verse 8. That's Proverbs chapter 10, verse 8, King James Version. And it's fun. People tell me to read it out of, when I read it, to follow along. But then when I give you the modern English translation, where you can understand it in modern English without changing the meaning of what the verse says, they're going, wow, it's exciting because I'm beginning to understand the words that I didn't know what they meant. And that's what we want to do. There's words they used back in the 1800s that we don't use in today's society much, so it can be confusing. But Proverbs chapter 10, verse 8, I call this the chapter of choices, because basically you're getting two options, two choices you can make. One leads to good and one not so good. So verse 8 says, "The wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall." Now, I like this verse because there's a couple of things I want to point out to you. This modern English, you would read it this way. So follow along in your King James, where it says, "The wise in heart," basically you should say those skilled in understanding. Anytime you read of heart in the Bible, where it's talking about the thoughts, it's talking about the mind, the ability to think and understand knowledge. That's what it's talking about. So this would read in modern English, this verse would read, "Those skilled in understanding will receive instruction." What are commandments? There's another word. Commandments means instruction, giving you good advice, pointing you in the right direction. All right, let's finish that verse. "But the mouth of a foolish person shall come to ruin." So what's a prating fool? It's the mouth of a foolish person. And it says shall fall. Well, that's ruin. You'll come to ruin, okay? Proverbs 10, verse 9 says, "He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known." Modern English, "Those who have good conduct lead with confidence, but those whose ways are crooked will be recognized for what they are." You see where it says walketh surely, you got to look into the Hebrew to understand a lot of times what these words means, but that means confidently. Surely means confidently. And those who walk that are perfect, but he that perverteth, you ever been around a perverted person? Well, they're crooked. Their ways are crooked. They don't make sense. There's no logic or common sense in most of it. But what they'll be recognized for who or what they are. It's that simple. Verse 10, two comparisons. You can be, "He that winketh with the eye causeth sorrow, but a prating fool shall fall." Okay? Those that wink the eye in modern English cause grief. You ever been around one of those people? Boy, they wink and they got that big smile and they'll shift their eyes one side or the other. You got to watch those people. So modern English, "Those that wink the eye cause grief, but the speech of the foolish will come to ruin." There it is again. It'll ruin your life. Verse 11 is another, you know, good verse of Scripture, but all verses of Scripture are good. God didn't waste his voice, his energy on anything. So, you know, just follow along as I go through these and try to glean from everything that I read, try to understand better the words that they used, but try to glean what you can do with it in your life. So verse 11, chapter 10 says, King James Version says, "The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked." So let's look at that in modern English. It would simply be, "The words of a just person." an honest person, are a fountain of living water. That would be a good way to look at that. But a destructive person conceals the meaning of what the wicked say. Oh, you've met those kind before, haven't you? You know, if you watch much of the news today, you see them concealing the meaning of a lot of wicked stuff that's going on in the world. The news media is controlled by Satan himself to a great degree. Proverbs 10, verse 12, hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins. Short verse, big meaning. Hatred arouses many contentions. Boy, they cause grief. That's what they do. But love covers a lot of transgressions. You ever notice that? Love will it'll cover a lot of transgressions. That's one thing you can count on. It's why love is the one that conquers all. It's why God is love. He loves us so much that he gave his only son. So when it's talking about love in the Bible, understand love covers all sins. Why? Because God will forgive you of your sins. If you repent, and God knows your heart, you can't fool him. If you repent of your sins and tell God you're sorry and you mean it, you know what? It's gone. It's wiped out. It's like a chalkboard been wiped clean and nothing left to be seen there. Isn't that a cool thing to have happen? It's yours. It's yours. Just accept Christ as your Savior. Admit to him you've sinned, that you've fallen short of the glory of God. What's the glory of God? God's perfect. He makes no mistakes. We're not there yet, but that's part of what the millennium's going to be, to help us get closer and closer to that life that God wants us to lead, which is the most glorious, wonderful life you can imagine. Verse 13, "And the lips of him that hath understanding wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding." Here we go again, using some old English words. Let me make it clear to you. Read along in your King James Version, but here's how it would be in modern English. What he's saying is in the words. When it says lips, it means words. In the words of those with understanding, wisdom is discovered. It's not just found, it's discovered. There it is. But correction is coming for those who refuse to change their ways. You ever met someone that just absolutely were set in their ways and they wasn't going to change them no matter what? Well, correction's coming, folks. Maybe in this life, maybe in the next, but it's coming. Proverbs 10:14 says, "Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction." Modern English, that would say a wise person stores knowledge, but the speech of a fool can cause destruction. Oh, yeah, that you got to watch what they say. You got to watch how they act. You got to watch they wink the eye, all those things. Just good instructions. Choose which direction you want to go. 15, the rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. Modern English, a wealthy person's possessions are their stronghold. The ruin, undoing of the poor is their poverty. Oh, wow. So you want to watch them come to ruin? You want to watch the undoing of someone? It is their poverty, you know. They can't seem to get a hold of the knowledge, the wisdom, for whatever reason that happens. Proverbs 10:16 says, "The labor of the righteous tendeth to life, the fruit of the wicked to sin." There's your opposites again, two different directions. "The work of the innocent," modern English, "leads to a better life. The produce of the guilty leads to punishment." What is fruit? It's the produce. It's produce. It's edible. It's nourishment, you would call it. 17, verse 17, Proverbs chapter 10, King James says, "He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction, but he that refuses the reproof erreth." So there's a couple of words I'm like refuseth, keepeth, erreth. You see, those are old modern English words. Old English words. Modern English would say, those who travel the road toward life gather wisdom. Those that reject correction go astray. I hope that clears it up a little better for you, but read it again. Those who travel the road, what? Toward life. What is life? The Word of God. God's ways and not man's ways. God's ways, not man's traditions. Toward life, they do what? They gather wisdom. They're looking for it. They store it up. Those that reject correction go astray. You ever notice, man, people reject correction? Yeah, they end up in trouble, don't they? A lot of times they end up in prison or worse. It can cost them their life. Proverbs 10:18 says, he that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. What does that mean? Anyone that conceals hatred by telling lies, and anyone that makes up a lie to destroy another person's reputation is a fool. I'm going to read that again. Anyone that conceals hatred by telling lies, and anyone that makes up a lie to destroy another's reputation is a fool. I think that clears up that verse very, very completely. Verse 19 says, in the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. Well, wanteth, refraineth, there's some of those words again that would be better read in modern English. In the abundance of chatter, there is no lack of transgressions. Someone just run off that mouth. Chatter, chatter, chatterbox, chatterbox, chatterbox. There's no lack of transgressions in their life. They're messing up a lot. But those that hold back their speech have insight or understanding. All right, that's pretty clear, isn't it? Verse 20. The tongue of the just is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is little worth. In other words, the speech of the righteous is like fine silver. It has value, in other words. The understanding of the ungodly is of little value. The understanding of the ungodly, why would you want to understand them? Once you recognize that they are ungodly, why would you want to know how to be ungodly? It has little value except to protect yourself from them, okay? All right, let's go to verse 21. This is a good one. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. Modern English, the speech of the righteous nourishes many. It's not just talking about food here. We're talking about character. We're talking about grace, love, hope, understanding, those kinds of things. So the speech of the righteous nourishes many, but the foolish perish for lack of understanding. It's that simple. Verse 22, the blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. What does that mean in modern English? When the one true God blesses, it enriches, and he adds no sorrow with it. There's just blessings. There's just wonderful blessings. So you don't have to worry about, bad things happening when God blesses you. He's got you covered. 23, it is as sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom. Last part of that verse, pretty easy. Let's cover the first part of it. Modern English, it is joy for a foolish person to do evil things. You ever met someone that just, they would actually laugh and brag about doing evil things? That's mischief. It's terrible things usually. But someone with insight has wisdom. You want to follow them. You want to listen to them. All right, chapter 10, verse 24, the fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. Now, notice the word fear there, okay? All right, it's the real word fear. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, it says in chapter 1, but that meant, fear didn't mean fear there. In that chapter, it meant the reverence or love of the Lord, okay? But here it's really talking about fear. The fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. Modern English, that which the ungodly fear shall catch up with them, but the desires of the upright will be given. You want to live uprightly. What does that mean? Righteously. What does righteously mean? Doing what's right. Doing what's right. You know, character's doing what's right when nobody's looking. You know, if you throw that, if you throw that paper wad toward the trash can, you miss. Be a man or a young man or a young woman. Go over and pick it up. I don't care if there's nobody there to see that you did it. Do what you should do. That's a simple little illustration, but it drives the point home. Proverbs 10, chapter 10, verse 25 says, as the whirlwind passeth, so is the wicked no more, but the righteous is an everlasting fountain. Modern English, as sure as a whirlwind disappears, okay? Just as sure as it's here to, for 1 minute and gone the next, so the ungodly will be cast out. They're going to be, they're in and out. You notice they don't have longevity. I'm not talking about life, although to some degree their lives are shorter because they cause themselves grief and stress and hassle. But, you know, in modern English, that would be, as sure as a whirlwind disappears, so the ungodly will be cast out. But those who love God have an eternal foundation. Everlasting means eternal. It's going to be permanent. You know, when you get to heaven, you're going to be dressed based on your works that you've done while you're here on this earth. So are you going to be naked as a jaybird, or are you going to be fully dressed? How many people do you help? How much good do you do? How many of these can you remember and enact them in your life? Chapter 10, verse 26 says, as vinegar to the teeth and as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that send him. What in the world does that mean, Roy? Well, modern English, like vinegar to the teeth. You ever had vinegar on your teeth? You know that's not a cool feeling. And like smoke in your eyes. If you ever had smoke in your eyes, you know that's not a cool feeling either. Well, as vinegar to the teeth and like smoke in your eyes, so is the lazy to those who expect action from them. Man, you send a lazy person to get the job done, you're going to be disappointed. Like vinegar to the teeth and smoke in the eyes. 27, the fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. Modern English, the reverence or respect. Now there's the word fear taking on that meaning. You got to look it up in Hebrew to understand all the words. I'm telling you, it's that simple. They sometimes, and by the way, when you look that word fear up in a Strong's Concordance, you look those two verses up and relate them to the verse they're in, it'll give you the differences in their meanings. So in modern English, that would mean the reverence or respect of the Lord will increase your days, but the years of the ungodly will be cut short. Do you want your life to be cut short? Well, I should hope not. Then you might want to learn the truth. You might want to gain wisdom. You might want to follow the will of God. That's what we're talking about here. Chapter 10, verse 28. Let's go there. It says, the hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. Well, Roy, what's he saying? Well, the expectation of the upright will be rejoicing. It's that simple. But the hope of the ungodly will be destroyed. Or you could say, use the word undone instead of destroyed. That's another good word to use there. So it's giving you your choices. Which way do you want to go? Do you want to be rejoicing or do you want to be destroyed? That's your choice. 29. King James says, the way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. In other words, the instruction of God's word is a refuge to the believer. It's a place you can hide. It's a place you can depend on. It's a place you can have faith in. But ruin will come to those who are morally evil. That's talking about morality there. That's what that iniquity means. It means you're living outside God's will, maybe even involved in worshiping idols. Verse 30, the righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. In other words, those who live according to God's standards will not be toppled, but those who are ungodly in the end will not remain on earth. We're talking about the third earth age here. We're talking about where everybody's had their choice, and they either choose to follow Christ and God, or they choose to follow Satan. And those who choose to follow Satan, ungodly in other words, they will not remain on earth. They'll go into that pit where they will be dissolved instantly, forever gone like a puff of smoke. 31, the mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom, but the froward, F-R-O-W-A-R-D, tongue shall be cut off. Do y'all remember what froward means? Modern English, I'll tell you. The words of the righteous brings forth wisdom. Okay, it's that simple. If you're righteous, it's going to give you wisdom. You're going to know wisdom. But those with perverse language will be removed. In other words, froward means perverse or perverted. Those will be removed. That's your choices. You either go God's way or you do it man's way. You either end up forever with our Savior or in trouble. You'll be removed. 32, the lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaketh frowardness. There it is again, just frowardness instead of froward. Modern English, the speech of the upright recognizes what is acceptable, but the language of the ungodly is what? Perversion. You know what perversion is. Pay attention. Don't be confused. When you see something that's perverted, it's a good idea to get away from it. We're going to move on into chapter 11, verse 1 now, and go a couple of verses into this, maybe more than that, but we'll see how far we can get in the time limit we have. Proverbs 11, 1 says, a false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Now, what does that false balance mean? Well, let's look at it in modern English. A dishonest set of scales is detestable to the one true God. That's what abomination means, is detestable. A false balance means a scales, you know, like a scales of justice. But a perfectly balanced weight pleases God. In other words, it's fair. You're not cheating people. You're not trying to trick people. 11:2 says, when pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. Modern English, where you find arrogance? Oh, what's that? Pride. It says, when pride cometh, no. That's old English, but you could look at it this way. Where you find arrogance. You ever known an arrogant person just turn your stomach? You know, arrogance is one of those diseases that makes everybody sick but the person that has it. Remember that. Arrogance is one of those diseases that makes everybody sick but the person that has it. So where you find arrogance, you find disgrace. But find one who is humble before God and you find wisdom. You want to know where to get wisdom? All you got to do is turn to God's word and go with those people who are humble. God cannot stand pride. Satan himself was so prideful, he's doomed to hell forever. Well, forever, it's a flash and he's gone forever. But guess what? If you take care of God's word, God will take care of you. I promise you that. Thank you for listening to today's Health Update. Remember, Start with Wisdom will be available in book form soon. Pay attention. I'll tell you when and how to order it. Until then, until next time, may God continue to bless all of us with abundant health.
As I said earlier, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update. If you like what you heard, please consider sharing it with others who need to know the truth. To hear this or any of Roy's shows, go to www.podbean.com, www.podbean.com. And remember, you can learn more by going to our website, www.nhcherbs.com. That's www.nhcherbs.com. Or you can call to get more information at 256-757-0660.